What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Bob Costas.
Matt, thank you very much. And Lawrence, stop dominating the conversation the way you have over the last several minutes, really.
Afternoons on the Score.
You know, the Steelers were, I mean, you know, he was, you know, not quite as original as you know, the Bears. My friend George McCaskey says every team, but the Bears are an expansion team, because we always say, well, we were part of the original, and he teases us and says, no, you guys were 10 years late to the party. So, but.
This is my guy, Jim Rooney. When we talked about the Rooney Rule on House of L. It's nice to be able to talk about the Rooney Rule with a Rooney. You had some good anecdotes about the McCaskies.
The fact that
was one of them.
The fact that George and other McCaskies like to laugh at the Steelers for being an expansion team. I mean, it's...
There is something that's a little charming about it and kind of funny.
Yeah, sort of. It's like how it's how Metallica called their... I think it's the bass player, called him the new guy, even when he had been there 18 years. And it's just like, it came out really ugly in the Metallica documentary, which is an incredible watch, by the way. But like, yeah, it's charming up until the point where it's like, hey, stop being a Richard here.
Or stop living in that past.
And that's the thing. That's what we know about the McCaskies. It connects very much to them holding on to that past and,
yep,
and riding on it.
The Bears interviewed Ron Rivera last night.
Ron Rivera is a good man.
He very much is.
Good man, good dude.
I think a good football coach. It's just not... If this were 15 years ago, I'd be all for this. I know enough about him as a head coach to go, I'm good on that. Even though I personally and professionally like Ron Rivera.
So the way it fell apart ugly in Washington.
Yeah.
He had a lot of ugliness around
like,
him.
Like we joke about Riverboat Ron, like the idea of Riverboat Ron, mm-hmm, but Riverboat Ron was born of desperation. Was born of him knowing that his job was on the line, and so he had to make himself more modern in his thinking of how football should be played and take more risks.
Are you finding yourself pessimistic about the circumstances of Ron Rivera's interview?
Well, I can understand if... See, here's the issue, and we talked with Jim Rooney about the Rooney Rule, right? It satisfies one portion of that. They need to have another in-person hire with the minority candidate.
In-person interview, yeah.
Interview with a minority candidate for the job before they can move forward with the in-person interviews for other people and hiring someone else. I guess if there's a quid pro quo between candidate and franchise, like if you're Ron Rivera and you're saying, you know, my name's not really out there, I could do a solid for the Bears, and the Bears could do a solid for me. Who am I to be mad about it? Like, if it allows him to put himself in a better place, in a better state.
So in that sense, it doesn't feel as bad as Byron Leftwich and Pep Hamilton getting the Rooney action on a Thursday so Mike Vrabel can be hired on a Sunday.
But it depends. Like, if you walk into this thing feeling like it should be an interview, and I think a real interview, and I think anyone who has the opportunity probably walks in and says, I know that this is what they're doing, but I'm going to walk in there and I'm going to present the best version of myself.
Sure.
And I'm going to make it difficult for them to dismiss me as a candidate. It seemed pretty clear, though, that New England knew exactly who they wanted. I'm not sure that the Bears do.
But that's the backdrop. The backdrop is the Rooney Rule stuff, but the backdrop is also the Bears possibly acting in chaos here. A lot of people are discouraged by the Bears process. And even our guy who we talked to on Thursdays has seemed discouraged. Now, I haven't heard this yet, but several people have told us that we need to hear this, including our guy Chris Tannehill. This is kind of the opening salvo from Dave Wanstead this morning with Mully and Haw on the state of the Bears search.
Oh, you know what, Mully, David? It's...
I can't even comment on it. I mean, I have never seen anything like this in all my life. And I've been involved in a lot of coaching searches. And, you know, maybe, you know, I'm in the dark ages because I want to run the ball and nobody thinks you run the ball anymore in the NFL. That's fine. You know, go ahead. And maybe I'm in the dark ages because when I interviewed for jobs I got, jobs I didn't get, I interviewed with the general manager. Him and I looked each other in the eye. We went through everything that I thought I had to have to win. He laid out the plan, what they could and couldn't do on their end. And then if he liked it, he went back and talked to the owner. And I went in and met with the owner, and they offered me the job. I mean, I don't understand it. I mean, and my only feeling is the people from the business department and people from HR, they got a different agenda than what I do, is trying to win football games for your team and your city. So, and the more people you get in on these committees, the more opinions, everybody feels now that they have a responsibility to say something. I don't know how you make a concrete, sound decision unless something falls in your lap. I'm confused. I mean, look what happened. I truly am. It's amazing, and I don't know.
So that was Dave Wannstedt talking about this process. I understand why he feels the way that he does. I will say, there's some real evidence, this weekend included, there are plenty of coaches that would like to run the football in the NFL.
Oh, yeah. No,
that's like a whole thing now. It's like a renaissance.
It is. And like that was my predominant thought on the Monday that you and I were reunited last week. And there's more stuff that we'll get to later from the games this weekend and the commentary about those games. I agree with you on that.
I don't mind. Like, I feel like the HR person kind of has to be a part of this now.
But do you think the HR person has to be because of how Ryan Poles went with Matt Eberflus based on the Trace Armstrong connection?
Yes. I think the HR person has to be a part of this. But what I didn't like is what we were talking about last week. I don't like the fealty that Poles paid the business side.
Not at all.
For them being involved in the process, that felt really strange.
Coming
to
off
me.
A horrendous season where things blew up and what you said was going to be a competitive window and winning time, and you're bragging about the synergy between the football side and the business side, that is misguided. That is misguided and not constructive to be thinking about that and talking about that on a football day.
That's kind of how it felt to me. I also, I've been struggling with this, Speaks, because I wanted the Bears to cast a wide net. I just wanted them to do it more quickly. Like, if you wanted to get Ron Rivera's thoughts on your team,
could have done it 3 weeks ago.
You could have done it 5 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. You could have done it 6 weeks ago. You could have done a lot of this stuff before. And it feels as if they're running in place a little bit, and maybe they are. And maybe the reason that they are is that the candidate that they're locked on is not available right now.
Yeah, if they're locked in on Ben Johnson and have good vibes about the possibilities of Ben Johnson,
you can just kind of slow play this out. Make sure that you abide by the Rooney Rule before you get the opportunity to talk with him on the 20th.
Right, and the danger, of course, would be that you slow play this and you miss out on some people in the meantime.
Correct.
But if that's your guy and you're not willing to make a hire without a full-on in-person interview with that guy, I can understand that. If you're locked in on that number one candidate.
But the other danger is that they're not locked in on you.
That is true.
They're not locked in on you, and now other players have come. New bleep has come to light, man,
mm-hmm.
where now Dallas is in play for him. And that's not good. The Raiders kicked out their GM
yep.
so that they can offer
whatever he wants
to him. Where are you at? Well, your GM is still running the thing.
Mm-hmm.
And that might be a deterrent from you getting who you want, which is why, like, come on. Like, that's why, along with everything that he got wrong, that's a reason that you move on from Ryan Poles. Is you got to get the coach that you want. And he might keep you from getting that person, even though no matter who they hire, they're going to say it was their first choice.
What Dave said is that there's a chance that they get lucky by hiring the coach, by finding their Kevin O'Connell, right? Because they choose one of the guys who wants the job, is just subservient enough, is available and interested.
Unless he's not.
I know, but if that's, and they get lucky, and that's why it's at 6% for me, because you can still get lucky. It does happen. It does happen. It's infrequent, but it does happen.
Well, one of the guys that might be on the list for the Bears is getting ready for a national championship game. Let's find out about Marcus Freeman. Our buddy Jordan Cornette's going to give us the breakdown next on The Score.